for CJLO News, I'm Zach Jutra. Quebec City police say they stopped the formation of a pro-Palestinian encampment on the grounds of Université Laval Saturday evening, requiring protesters to take down tents while allowing a wider demonstration to continue. In the confrontation with protesters, the police force gave tickets to three people and detained one person, taking them to the police station to prevent a repeat offense. Officers said that the camp violates a municipal bylaw prohibiting setting up tents and other structures on public property without permission. The Université Laval protesters demanded that the university disclose all its investments and partnerships connected to Israel, call for a ceasefire, and denounce the Israeli state's actions against the Palestinian people, and commit to divesting from companies linked to Israel. In other news, pro-Palestine protesters entered Concordia's GM building Monday morning. The university issued a shelter-in-place order in response, but rescinded it shortly afterwards. There was also a police intervention and a police line set up around the GM building. The protesters were calling for the university to divest from Israel. Wildfires forced thousands of Albertans to temporarily leave their homes this spring, but hundreds of residents are still grappling with the effects of last year's fires, with no homes to return to. Last year's wildfire season hit the northern Alberta community of Fox Lake the hardest, destroying more than 200 structures, including 100 homes, a grocery store, an RCMP detachment, and a water treatment plant. Fox Lake lies on the south side of the Peace River, about 550 kilometers north of Edmonton. The majority of the Little Red River Cree Nation members live in Fox Lake. About 4,000 residents fled in early May of last year as the Pasqua fire approached. More than a year later, many residents have returned to Fox Lake, but hundreds are still living elsewhere. According to Indigenous Services Canada, which received data from the Little Red River Cree Nation, approximately 525 long-term evacuees from Fox Lake were living in hotels, rentals, camps, and tiny homes as of May 20th. A group of UN experts has called on all countries to recognize a Palestinian state to ensure peace in the Middle East. The UN Special Rapporteur on the Human Rights Situation in the Palestinian Territories and other experts said the recognition was an important acknowledgement of the rights of the Palestinian people. The calls come less than a week after Spain, Ireland, and Norway officially recognized a Palestinian state. For more, follow CJLO News on Spotify or CJLO 1690 AM on SoundCloud.
Hello, everybody. Jared is running late today, so you're stuck with me for a bit. Giordano, of course, it's my fourth time here. I'm practically a, como se dice, co-host at this point. Since we don't have his playlist, I don't know what he wants, I'm going to start playing my picks. Haha, Jared, in your face. So first we're going to start off with an Italian song by Angelina Mango. I'm obsessed with her. She released this like 2 weeks ago, Melodrama. And then we will get with some more of my picks from the Tragically Hip. And then an indie band in Montreal. 20 minutes till sunrise.
Sento ancora una lingola. La mia terra non mi molla. Forse dovrei tornare a scuola. Aggiustare la voce rotta. Una signora appoggiata alla finestra mi parla dell'estate, si lamenta, ma che fatica. Sono sempre stata una tipa maldestra, lago negro nei boschi, a caccia di adrenalina. Bloccata nella bocca della clessidra. Il tempo non mi tocca, ma l'autostima. Mi soffoca la pelle e non respiro. È una spina, amo. Don't be sad, lo sapevi che ero un po' incasinata. Scusami se do il peggio di me. Dio non ci vede, ma tu mi fai stare calma. E ti seguirò dove il mare si scontra col vento del sud. Voglio una vita melodrama, una vita da gitana. Dopo sbaglia, prima impara. Melodrama, melodrama. Non vuole serate di gala. Una drama qui in sala. Voglio le serate staccata. Melodrama, melodrama. Era bello il cortile. Era bello soffrire con le spalle che scottano. Abbracciami ancora prima di te. Volevo andare in Olanda, scappare via per diventare un'altra. Meno male che ormai non ci vivo più senza di te. E quella faccia che fai, ma che faccia che c'hai? Amo, non mi sento. Dopo sbaglia, prima impara. Melodrama, melodrama. Non voglio serate di gala. Una drama qui in sala. Voglio le serate stuccata. Melodrama, melodrama. Ehi, melodrama, melodrama. Amo, don't be sad. Lo sapevi che ero un po' incasinata.
Mm-hmm. things in good time. You said that last December, all this stopped on a dime. At least how I remember, cause you and me, we had a good thing going. Now you're on your knees, cause life kept flowing. Don't be so serious, you're delirious. I can't see what the reason is. Oh, so repetitive, just for the hell of it. So stuck on the irrelevant, what a waste of time. Don't try to take mine, can't press rewind. Couldn't see the signs, caught in a twisted crime. So you've lost your mind. Oh, whoa, oh, whoa, oh, whoa. So you fade into the backdrop, then you wait to get cropped. Why you live so passively? I live in reality.
So, to me it's dead, and I can't find enough room inside my head. Cause
good things in good time. You said that last December, all this stopped on a dime. At least how I remember. Cause you and me, we had a good thing going. Now you're on your knees, cause life kept flowing. In good time.
Good time,
you said that last December,
December.
All this stopped on a dime. At least how I remember. Cause you and me, we had a good thing going. Now you're on your knees, cause life kept flowing.
Ad-libs are so fun.
Good things in good time.
Good time,
you said that last December,
December.
All this stopped on a dime. At least how I remember. Cause you and me, life kept flowing.
Well, hello there, Montreal. This is Jared, your host for Ear to Ear. As my co-host, that's right, we've officially upgraded him to co-host now.
Oh my God.
No more guest hosts every single week.
Really?
Giordano, as my co-host Giordano told you earlier, I was running a little bit late. Thank you to the STM Montreal bus system. You guys doing a great job today. Things happen. Buses end up in traffic. It was kind of insane the amount of traffic that I had to deal with on the bus. But, you know, I sat on my Game Boy and played Pokemon the whole time. It was kind of a vibe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, Giordano.
Yeah. I know.
But, yeah, thank you, Giordano, and programming manager Cam for helping out set up the show while I wasn't here. You guys heard a few of our songs from this week chosen by Giordano. We had Carpet Burn by local Montreal band 20 Minutes Till Sunrise.
Shout out.
Off the recently released album So What Are We Doing? Before that, we listened to a Canadian classic, Ahead by a Century by The Tragically Hip.
Yes.
And before that, one of Giordano's more niche picks, but also a bop.
She should be a bigger artist, okay?
Well, you know, we're importing her bit by bit.
Yeah.
Angelina Mango's Melodrama.
Such a good song.
It is quite a bop. It is. But today we have, aside from just Giordano's picks, as we just recently played, we have a few of my random ass hyperpop songs.
Donkey.
Fun, yeah. That's good replacement word there.
Yeah, we have a bunch of little hyperpop songs, some local songs, some less local, a little more well-known. Nice little mix. And then Giordano has a couple more picks?
I don't remember, but we'll get there when we get there.
We'll get there when we get there. You know, it's all... It's a little fun.
Take things step by step, day by day. Right.
Exactly.
Minute by minute.
Like that bus was taking to get here.
Oof.
But yeah, right now, I think we'll go into a song real quick before the ad break, just to lighten the mood. Yeah. Giordano, any idea what song you want to play? Or is it going to be one of mine?
No, you should play one of yours. One
you did have all yours. All right.
Yeah.
So we'll play the first on my playlist, Headshot, recent release, Headshot by M&I and Ulysse, local Montreal artists. Yeah, take a listen here on CJLO 1690 AM. This is Ear to Ear.
Suoni Per Il Popolo and REVC on CJLO 1690 AM proudly present Tyvek, G.I. Jinx, and XV live at La Soterania June 15th at 9:30. Join us in welcoming Tyvek and XV to Montreal, two scorching Michigan punk acts with pure passion behind their snide lyrics and sludgy textures. And introducing for the first time, G.I. Jinx, a punchy local act chomping at the bits to get on stage, who has already recorded a full-length album that you can expect soon. Tickets are $20 in advance or $25 at the door. For more information, visit suoniperilpopolo.org.
Are you sick and tired of trying to burn plastic straws on the beach in order to start a fire? You start crying whenever your father tries to talk to you about Martin Rosen's 1978 film Watership Down. Then come on down to Union Farm. We play music ranging from everything to ballet funk, to atmospheric black metal, to neoclassical dark wave, to industrial ambient, and even to chart-topping hits. And remember to leave your kids at home, they're really annoying. Union Farm. Every Thursday at 10 p.m. right here on CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
Thank you. In your face, all over the place. We're online 24/7, 24/7. CJLO.com.
No mira las señales, no quiere que se acabe. Sonreír ya no le sale y en el fondo ya lo sabe. Es normal,
baby, es normal.
Es normal que estés cansada.
Y dice,
es una tontería. Pero llora a escondidas. Luego no sé de dónde sacas el valor. Y ya que solo soy un mendigo del amor. Bandido en estafador. Convierto en dinero el dolor. Trágico con dolor. Busco tierra prometida, joder, soy un náufrago. Echo de casa a las pibas como venga con tu olor. Hay días que veo la vida de un solo color. Y fumo mucho hasta perder el control. Y no escucho ni un puto consejo. No voy a morir de viejo. O voy a morir en la calle buscando amor. Por no mirar las señales, no querer que se acabe. Sonreír ya no me sale y en el fondo sé lo que ha pasado. Es normal que esté cansado. Y dije, es una tontería. Pero lloro a escondidas. Luego no sé de dónde sacar el valor. Y yo que solo soy un mendigo del amor. Bandido ni estafador. Convierto en dinero el dolor. Tráfico con dolor. Ya le quito para ti. Y yo que solo soy un mendigo del amor.
That was Mendigo del Amor by, how is this artist pronounced? I don't speak Spanish.
Alecui.
Alecui, and also D-Tune Freak and Rickpo out of Spain. Yeah, I just wanted to comment a little bit on like the genre, you know, hyperpop. It's like, you know, a very broad label. It applies to a lot of different genres. Within it, kind of. I mean, it's electronic, it's rock, it's punk, it's, you know, and all the, like, all the little sub-genres underneath those. And pop, you know, overall pop.
Popular music.
But it's kind of interesting because, like, some people are, like, you know, saying hyperpop is dying, hyperpop's dead, it's out. And, I mean, in some ways, I guess it is, but...
It's a niche.
It's a niche, but it's interesting to me to see how, like, it comes up still as a new thing in non, you know, English speaking countries, because it's been around, you know, in the UK for around a decade, maybe over a decade now, in the US for probably a little bit less than that, but, you know, around a similar amount of time. It blew up for like the past few years, but like there's one French hyperpop artist that I know of that's been doing some stuff, and I mean there's plenty of others I know of, but I know, you know, and then there's a Spanish artist, and it's just interesting to find how it kind of, while it's dying, a quote-unquote dying,
it's still very,
it's
prominent.
It's still very much growing in other places,
mm-hmm.
and gaining traction.
I would argue that it isn't, like, it's been in, for instance, Japanese music.
Right.
It's very much there for like, oh, with yeah. Vocaloid and stuff, because that's, yeah. like, in its sense, fully hyper-pop, and they sure play with genres. Like, there is rock, but at the end of the day, it is... electronically like created.
Yeah, well, no, that's like also I'm also that's also interesting to think about now, like hyperpop also has a lot of Japanese influence, especially the last like few years with like everyone becoming, you know, the like rapid growth of like anime and Japanese culture in the past like few years since COVID.
Really?
I would argue
I mean, it's been around
yeah, 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 but like it's become so much more mainstream, like the amount of people I hear who watch anime.
Mm.
Like the past like 3-4 years, like since COVID, basically,
yeah, yeah.
It's been like it's like, wait, is everybody watching this now? Like, this is everybody now. This isn't just like a niche thing.
I mean, as they should. It's a beautiful art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh, I love this ADHD rant we're going on right now. It's going everywhere.
No, we're still talking about hyperpop.
We are still talking about hyperpop. No, but, you know, hey, nothing wrong with talking about hyperpop and then somehow veering into, you know, Japanese culture and its spread and then, you know, somehow making our way to, like, God knows what else, like...
China.
Are we going to talk about Tiananmen Square now?
I mean, I don't know. I feel like I am not educated enough to speak on that.
I mean, I'm no history, you know, major. I'm no professor of history, but basically
Chinese?
Today is, I think, the 35th anniversary. 35th sounds about right. Yeah, 1989. The 35th anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre. For those who don't know, basically, there were very... large pro-democracy protests, mostly student-driven in China in the late 80s. I think June 4th, 1989, there was a large protest in Tiananmen Square in Beijing, and about 10,000 or so people were killed, citizens of China, for protesting for democracy. So, you know, I guess today, just a reminder that, you know, democracy is good.
Whoa.
Crazy idea, right?
That is a really bold statement.
Right?
I don't think we should be saying
that. I don't
that
know.
Here.
I might get some hate for that. No, but, you know, a reminder that there are people around the world struggling for...
Oh, yeah.
You know,
rights.
Certain rights.
Yeah, yeah.
Human rights.
Absolutely.
You know, obviously, especially now with what's going on in Palestine, but for years...
Everywhere.
For hundreds of years.
It's always happening. It's
never always
stopped.
Happening, yeah. And it probably, unfortunately, will continue for the rest of history, but it's a good reminder to be aware of those things. Try to learn as much as you can.
Education is important.
And, you know, advocate for those whose voices aren't as heard as yours might be.
Deep.
Whoa.
How about you play a song?
Whoa, what a transition. Let's play another song, yeah. This is Team Edward by Meat Computer. You're listening to Ear to Ear on Brain. You're listening to Ear to Ear on CJLO 1690 AM.
Meat Computer.
I love Hatsune Miku.
Little surprise there. What song is that, Giordano? I can't read the title
Electric
right now.
Electric Angel is the English title.
Got it. And who is the
composer? Yasuo.
Band? Yasuo. Obviously featuring
the queen herself, you know, she
also birthed computer
hyperpop or whatever.
I'm joking. Debatable.
Well, Sophie did.
Or AJ, hey, don't forget AG Cook.
I only know Sophie.
Okay.
I'm Sophie, not experienced in this. I'm sorry.
Oh, speaking of Sophie, rest in peace, obviously. But also speaking of Sophie, happy Pride Month.
Great transition.
Right? I'm a pro at these guys. You guys should see me at a party. I'm really, really fun to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, happy Pride Month.
Happy Pride Month!
It's June. Yay for the gays and all the other LGBTQ plus members and allies.
LGBTQ2S. Two-spirit.
Right, thank you.
Here in Canada.
We're not as big on that in the U.S. where I'm from, unfortunately. Not yet. We're getting there.
This to them.
Yes. But before the Yasuo song, we listened to, I think we listened to Dance in the Fire by Machine Girl. Yes, we listened to Dance in the Fire by Machine Girl. Just recently found out the Machine Girl's from Long Island. Shout out to Long Island.
Long Island. Where Teresa I'm from. Caputo's there.
Yes, the Long Island medium. Everybody knows her.
I sense some sadness right now. I feel like you lost someone in the past. Oh, they died.
What? That's crazy. Oh, how did you God. Know?
Wait. Right now?
No.
You are hunched over?
No.
And in pain? It's because of your past life.
How did you know I was hunched over and in pain?
I don't know. The spirits told me.
Oh my God, it's almost like you're right here looking at me. That's crazy. Oh my God, Long Island medium.
No.
Yeah, but if Teresa Caputo, if you're listening,
shout out to her. She's really cool.
Love the hair. It just keeps growing.
As it doesn't.
If please, everyone who's listening right now, just look up a picture of like Long Island medium 2024 and just see what is going on with her hair. It is so large.
I'd like to meet her in real life.
I'm scared to meet her. I'm scared she'll like
traumatize you.
I'm scared she'll point at me and like scratch my eye out with one of her nails or something.
Oh, the long acrylics.
Yeah.
With the.
She frightens me.
And then the toxic waft of hairspray.
Oh yeah, I'm sure that she uses a can of hairspray a day.
She uses the illegal ones that are banned. The ones oh, that yes. cause ozone rips.
Oh, she's got like a whole like stack of them. She stockpiled them.
In the 80s.
Good for her.
I'm so proud of her.
But yeah, so it has a shout out Long Island, my hometown, home region where I'm from. I don't know what to call that. It's not a town.
Mi casa.
My home. And shout out to all the Long Islanders. And by all the Long Islanders, I mean like maybe like the two Long Islanders who are listening right now, who are my mom and my friend.
Hi, Karen.
Don't call my mom Karen on the air. She's going to get hate crimes for that.
Hi.
Yes. But bringing it back to Canada, perhaps. After this, we're going to listen to... Yeah, we're going to listen to Gloves by Kamo. And then we have a couple of Giordano's picks after that. One Giordano pick.
One
Giordano. Hey, you had the first, like, three songs
today.
No,
I'm not complaining. My music is amazing, and I got to hear it, so.
Your music is amazing, actually. It's why we keep bringing you back, and why you are now officially a co-host, in case if you guys didn't hear, Giordano will be here most, if not every week.
I am the backup.
No, you're not the backup. You're the plan A. The plan B is if someone else comes along and is like, hey, can I come on the show?
Okay, we evolving the system.
Yeah, we're changing the system up. We're changing the format. That's what happens.
Call this show Pokemon or whatever. Because we evolving.
What? Oh my God.
Think about it.
Wait, hold on. I'm thinking about it.
Teresa Caputo. Thank you.
Next up, Gloves by Kamo.
Thank you. Festival International Nuit d'Afrique invites you to its 38th edition. Join us in Montreal for the best of world music from July 9th to the 21st. Over 700 artists, 6 concert venues, 2 outdoor stages, and much more. For 13 days, come and discover the biggest names and the newest sensations from Africa, the Caribbean, and Latin America. Full program and tickets on festivalnuitdafrique.com.
Dust off your boots, pour some sweet tea, and tune in to the freshest of folk, roots, indie, and more, along with some favorites of the past. The best of old and new meet together in The Alley every Friday at 11 a.m., only on CJLO 1690 AM.
No, I have one simple request. And that is to have sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their heads. Now, evidently, my cycloptic colleague informs me that that can't be done. Can you remind me what I pay you people for? Honestly, throw me a bone here. What do we have?
CJLO.
Right. Are they ill-tempered?
Absolutely.
Well, that's a start.
It's so hard to find. It takes a certain place, a certain time. No, no, not everybody got that shine, that shine, that shine like you. A trick of the light. Maybe you're a diamond in the dark. I could wear you in silver around my heart, my heart, my heart. It's true. I'm thrown in. I'm open. The time. I'm standing where I've never been before. And now all I can think is that I want more, want more, want more of you. A distant rebel, yeah. I'm torn.
That was Rings a Bell by Ali X. Thank you, Giordano, for a lovely pick.
Such a great song. I think, honestly, amazing song. It's very, very intricate, too.
It is very nice. It is very nice. I liked it. It was very, like, I feel like I could do the white girl dance to that in a club, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Or,
you know the one I'm talking
about. Or even fall asleep to it. It's very ups and downs.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. It's kind of a you choose your own adventure kind of song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But before the ad break, we listened to Baby Blue by Rue, local Montreal artist, and Gloves by Kamo.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
And I am, as usual, unprepared.
What the sigma?
What the sigma?
Oh my god! You don't even need the soundboard. You sound like him.
I do sound like Squidward.
You're just Squidward, actually.
I'm Squidward. I'm Squidward. I'm Squidward. 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 Squidward.
Hi, Patrick.
What are we doing?
Hi, Squidward.
Oh my god. Yeah. So. Next up we have a hyperpop girly club classic.
Ooh, exciting.
Can you guess what it is, Giordano?
Is it Emo Boy?
Whoa.
How did I know that?
Are you the Long Island Medium?
I sense it. You have a lost relative that says it's Emo Boy by Aisha Erotica.
Well, that lost relative would be correct.
That
we're playing
was
Emo Boy by Aisha Erotica.
Yay!
Yay!
Come on, fuck me, Emo.
hey emo boy, hey emo. Sorry.
You just listened to Giordano and his little performance of Emo Boy.
Thank you.
And before
Thank
that, you. You heard the original Emo Boy by Aisha Erotica. My theme song.
Yum.
Just kidding. I wish I could be that emo boy. But unfortunately, I'm not there quite yet. It's going to take some time.
Okay.
Some time and also someone very famous to write a song about me. Like
uh-huh.
that.
Huh.
But yeah, okay. If anybody's listening and you want to write a song about me, feel free.
Any songwriters out there?
Any songwriters listening, hey. You know, hey.
Hey.
I love being the titular character of a song.
I know someone who's been, has a song written about them. She's very close to me.
Oh, right. Yeah, do you want to talk about it?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Should you?
I don't know if it's about her.
Oh, we all know it's about her.
We though. All know it's about
we
her.
We all know it's about her.
I love that song. I can't wait for it to release. That song should be played on big radio stations like this one.
Did you just call this a big radio station?
This is a huge radio
huge.
Station.
Huge. In my mind, it is huge.
Yeah. Well, no, it is. Optimism. Radical optimism. Radical optimism. Dua Lipa.
Yo, that's crazy.
She actually invented the term, apparently.
Did she?
No.
Oh.
But yeah, I can't wait for that to drop. And then we're going to have like here on the show.
Oh yeah, we're going to have, we're going to have,
yeah.
We're going to have well, them, the band.
The entirety?
Hmm. Well, as many as we can get.
Maybe Jack. Actually, no, he has
you guys are like, what are they talking
no,
about?
No, no, no. We gotta have someone who's available then. Otherwise, it's just going to be me talking about it. Pulling stuff out of my, you know, where?
Your butt.
My bum.
Your derriere. Your behind.
So it's going to be all bull caca.
Mm.
It's not going to be real.
I like bull caca.
I know the hand sign thing for bull crap.
There's
can't
a
see
hand
it.
Sign?
I don't know if it's real, but it looks real.
That actually makes a lot of sense. I'm watching Giordano right now, you guys. This is like an eyewitness testimony.
Mm-hmm.
Giordano looks as though he is doing something that could be considered the bull caca sign.
In ASL.
Some sort of sign language. ASL specifically?
That's like the most used one because it's like...
Well, hey, langue des signes québécois.
Oh, Québécois. Really?
That exists.
Well, I didn't know.
French sign language. Wow.
Is there a difference between French from France sign language and French from Quebec?
I'm not sure, but I know that there is like... They're all very similar. French Sign Language, because, I mean, American Sign Language, I think, is largely based off of French Sign Language, interestingly enough.
And you know that why?
Because I study linguistics.
Okay, well, you know.
Oh, thank you, Giordano, for reminding me of the time. We literally have, like, 45 seconds left. So I'm going to wrap this up and say thank you to everyone for listening. Thank you to Giordano for... officially joining as co-host of Ear to Ear today.
I opened the show as well.
And thank you for opening and scrambling to get everything ready while I was sweating on a Bixi.
Shout out to Cam.
Shout out to Cam, programming manager, for helping as well. Happy June, everybody. Happy Pride Month. Get out there, celebrate your fellow gays or your gay loved ones or anything.
Or and anything under the umbrella.
Just love.
Yum.
And on that note, goodbye, Montreal. Have a lovely rest of your week and stay cool. This is